The Gospel of Mark proclaims, "One day Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, 'You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy.'" God is saying to you today, "You are my beloved child, and I am fully pleased with you. You bring me great joy." Growing up, I was inspired by my parents cheering me on. I was encouraged by my parents' determination to make it to my sporting events. My mom taught me every day, enabling me to overcome my dyslexia. My father was a patient teacher of a variety of tasks on the farm. He could have done the task more efficiently himself, but it filled him with joy to see me accomplish something new. Sometimes I would even break things in the learning process. But I was always amazed because Dad somehow would smile and say, "You'll get it. Let's try again." Being the only youth on the farm, my parents would take me to 4-H and into the big city of Abbotsford, where there was 2,000 people, to see some of my friends. It filled my mom with joy to see me enjoy her delicious meals. My dad, even today, has wisdom and perspective that lifts my spirits. There were many ways that my parents showed me I was their beloved child, that they were fully pleased with me, that I brought them great joy. I hope all of you have people that love you like that love you like God loves you. Biblical scholar Tom Long described how God cheers for us by constantly showering loving blessings upon us. Mark 1:1 states, "The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God." Tom says the Greek meaning of beginning is Genesis, the beginning of creation. Many baptismal fonts, ours happens to not be one of them, but many baptismal fonts are octagonal to remind us of the 6 days of creation, one day of rest, and one day of recreation, our recreation by God's grace. First this, God created the heavens and earth, all you see and you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. God spoke, light, and light appeared. God saw that light was good and separated light from dark. God named the light day. God named the dark night. It was evening, it was morning, day one. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. God created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. God created them male and female. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Then God said, "I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food. To all animals and all birds, everything that moves and breathes, I give whatever grows out of the ground for food." And there it was. God looked over everything God had made. It was so good. So very good. It was evening, it was morning, day six. God created, sustains, and renews the entire cosmos so you can sense God's love for you. God created light and order so you can perceive God's joy in you. All of it was and still is good. We are created in the image of God to be responsible for the cosmos, to love, to nurture and fill the cosmos with joy. The whole Gospel of Mark is a revelation, an epiphany, revealing God's love for us. Tom says in the baptism of Jesus, heaven burst forth so God could give us a benediction. The Holy Spirit descended, spreading grace, blessing everyone. God proclaimed, as God does to all of us, "You are my beloved child. I am fully pleased with you. You bring me great joy." We are in the season of Epiphany. An Epiphany is an event that reveals something about who God is and who we are in relation to God. Such encounters are moments of transformation and profound grace initiated by God. It has been said, love is all around us. You just have to see that it's wrapped in beauty, hidden away between the seconds of your life. If you don't stop for a minute, you might miss it. Even Hollywood knows this truth. Ferris Bueller said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Imagine you were there for the baptism of Jesus, out in the wilderness with people of every age, sort, and background listening to John's message. Repent. Turn from selfishness to God. Repent. God is gracious and will forgive you, transform you, revealing the beauty that has been tarnished by your sin. Suddenly the heavens burst forth with the love of God, the love that created in the beginning, the love that kept reaching out to our ancestors throughout the centuries, the love that gave and gave and gave Jesus, God's only Son. Heaven could not contain that love any longer. The heavens burst open. Time stood still. The glory, majesty, splendor of heaven filled earth and people. The Ruah, wind, breath, spirit of God became visible in the form of a dove and made visible the joyful, perfectly harmonized love between Jesus the Redeemer, God the Creator, and the Holy Spirit the Sustainer. A love so brilliant it recreated, dispersing every form of darkness with its brilliance. The most beautiful, genuine, loving voice, God's voice declared, "You are my beloved child. I am fully pleased with you. You bring me great joy." This epiphany is personal. All of that is for you. Jesus did not need to be baptized. Jesus was perfect, free from sin, obedient to God, shining with love for God and everyone. Jesus enjoyed the perfect love and unity of the Trinity before time ever existed and will for eternity. Jesus knew that he was loved by God, that God took delight in him. Jesus was baptized for you, for me, for all of us, so we could hear God's voice, the same voice that declared creation in us good and has been proclaiming God's love and delight in us ever since. Jesus took on flesh to unite us with God, to bring us back into loving, harmonious community, to cleanse us with grace, to enable us to soar with God's joyful love. Jesus became human, so all of us are fully brothers and sisters, so all of us can hear God call us by name. God is saying to you over and over again, "You are my beloved child. I am fully pleased with you. You bring me great joy." Jesus was baptized with water, so we have a visible, tangible symbol of God's joyful love for us, all around us and in us every moment of our life. Water, the sign of God's love, is everywhere, manifesting beauty in numerous various ways, like God's love. Water is the life source for all living things. Water fills us, unites ourselves, and quenches our thirst. Water enables us to taste our favorite food. Water carries delightful smells. Water enables us to feel the comfort of a hug. Water makes it possible for us to see colorful sunsets. Water cleans, purifies, and soothes. Water keeps us safe from all kinds of things like fires, radiation, harmful substances. Water relaxes as we enjoy a swim, a hot shower, our favorite beverage. Water is beautiful in rivers, lakes, oceans, waterfalls, snow, glaciers, icicles, mist, steam, rainbows. I didn't have this on my list, but someone from the first service said I should also include brine ice. Water lubricates It makes most of our industry and transportation possible. Water signifies the passage from a sin-filled, broken, hopeless life to a redeemed, whole, abundant life. Water, a symbol of revelation, an epiphany of God's love. Sometimes you just need to be still, to know God, to know love, to see the beauty of God's love permeating every second of your life, to sense water dancing with all of your cells. Jesus was baptized so all of us are able to enter into the eighth day, to enter into our recreation. Baptism begins in a moment, just like Jesus' baptism, with the heavens bursting forth with God's love, filling the baptized, lasting forever. Baptism continually cleanses and refines us our whole life long until at our resurrection we are perfected by God's love, basking in the delight of God and our brothers and sisters for eternity. Jesus was baptized to connect us with God, to enable each of us at physical death to rise with Jesus, for our soul to soar adorned with our glorious eternal resurrection body. Jesus was baptized to make us dead to sin and alive to God. Baptism is a process, a lifelong journey of transformation, a journey to teach us to let go and let God, to learn to love freely, to forgive, to see beauty in every person and all of the cosmos, to discover the peace of living in the moment, the delight of thanksgiving, the wonder of worship. Baptism is a lifelong journey to unwrap and savor the gifts God showers upon us, has put around us and in us. Baptism is a lifelong journey to discover the joy that God is eager for all of us to cherish. Immediately after Jesus was baptized, he was led out into the desert and he was tempted. Tempted to forget God's love, tempted to believe that pain, heartache, fear, sorrow, hunger, every form of hardship and distress would last, tempted to be frustrated with God's timing, tempted to doubt that everyone and everything will be perfected and made beautiful in God's perfect timing, tempted to question God's plan and call, tempted to believe that death is an end instead of a beginning, tempted to believe that love can be lost, tempted to believe that a joy is fleeting, that all joys will not be appreciated again. After Jesus was baptized, he came face to face with an endless stream of sick, hurting, lonely, needy, negative, fearful, anxious people who tempted him to be discouraged. Jesus healed all of these people, revealing God's loving delight for all people. We are Jesus' disciples, called by God to make God's love visible. We too are tempted to forget, tempted to take water for granted, tempted to not perceive God's grace in water. We are commissioned to share the good news with everyone. Pastor Joy McDonald had a youth come up to her on a mission trip to Mexico. Pastor Joy responded, "You are experiencing the flood of the world's pain." Or, I think I missed the line in there. The student said, "I am overwhelmed by all this poverty. I feel like I'm drowning." Pastor Joy responded, "You are experiencing the flood of the world's pain." And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's why mission trips are sometimes called immersion trips. When we feel like we're drowning, overwhelmed by a flood of anguish, pain, and loss, remember baptism. Remember that baptism is daily, sometimes moment by moment, dying, then being raised to new life. Baptism is descending into doubt before we are raised up, gasping for air, and the loving breath of God fills us. Henry Nouwen constantly said to himself, "The truth, even though I cannot feel it right now, is that I am the chosen child of God, precious in God's eyes, called the beloved from all eternity, and held safe in an everlasting embrace." Remembering the spiritual high points in our lives gives us strength to go on. Sometimes we are overwhelmed with temptation, forget God's love, and are unable to perceive God's love. Faith is the bridge between our perceptions of God's love. Martin Luther was plagued with depression all of his life. When conflicts and doubts assailed him, he would say to himself over and over again, "I am baptized. I am baptized. I am God's beloved child." Baptism is a visible sign of God's love that binds us together with God and each other. As in any relationship, that bond of love needs to be nurtured and celebrated. As disciples, we are to echo God's voice of love to each other, to echo God's loving action in each other's lives, to echo the good beauty that is in each of us, to echo love for and delight in every person, even those we dislike, yes, even our enemies. We are baptized disciples, called to echo God's voice to each other in the world, saying, "You are God's beloved child. God is fully pleased with you. You bring God great joy. God is cheering for you. God is cheering for all of us." Amen.